Brian DeJesus at 510 New Road.
All right, and if you'll just wait a moment.
You can just raise your right hand, I'll swear you in, and do you swear that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so 510 New Road is a property in Brewster Heights neighborhood. It's zoned R20. The lot itself is non-conforming in lot area, lot width, front yard, side yard. Backyard is good, but everything else is non-conforming.
Ms. Fox, does the footprint change?
No, it did not.
Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
What we are proposing is to convert this existing garage into a family room, and then just over the garage area, add a new second floor addition for an ensuite bedroom. As mentioned, there's no increase to the footprint of the building although the building is non-conforming, we're not increasing the non-conformity, we're just continuing the non-conformity with what we're proposing. So I know that there's the criteria that you guys are tasked with determining whether or not this project meets, so I'll give you my two cents towards that, and you can certainly decide whether or not you agree. So whether or not there will be an undesirable change to the neighborhood by this project, we do not feel so. Certainly one, because the proposed project is not increasing the non-conforming conditions, just extending them, and that certainly there are plenty other properties around, neighboring properties that have a second floor. Most of them have a full second floor. We're just looking to add a portion to the second floor of the building. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some other feasible means. We did do studies to see if we could add in a different area, and just to be, you know, adding to the front would require a variance, adding to the west would require a variance, obviously to the east. There is the option to add to the rear, but the lot is so small in itself that adding anything to the rear would really decrease the size of really their only backyard. And it would also require a pretty decent reconfiguration of the interior of the house in order to achieve what we're looking for. So we don't feel that there's another option other than what we are proposing. Whether the variance requests are substantial, no, because basically those setbacks that we're asking a variance for already exist. And then will there be an adverse impact on the physical and environmental conditions? No, again, because we're not increasing the footprint, there'll be a very minimal impact on the environment. There's not going to be additional stormwater runoff or, you know, obviously no, not much foundation work. There is a platform in the back, but those are going to be just posts that we have to, you know, dig for. And then whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, we do not feel so, just because the lot is undersized for the zone, and the location of the building on the lot is non-conforming.
Just to clarify, the second floor, the addition is on top of the garage only, the existing garage only, not the whole
second floor, no. And it equates to just about 14 foot 10 by 23 foot 10, the addition on the second floor, just a portion of that.
Is there anybody in the audience that has anything to add to this application? No one. Any further questions? Comments, concerns? Ms. House, do you feel you've had a full and adequate hearing? Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, okay. Hope I did a good job.
Please, Mr. Corzine would like to make a motion.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to grant the applicant at 5 Tanager Road a variance for a west side setback of 9 feet, rounding that up from 8.5, and a total side setback of 17 feet, rounded up from 16.7.
I guessed, and I've had it printed.
I'll second.
Got it with you. address the criteria?
Yes, whether an undesirable change will be reduced in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties will be created by the granting of the area variance. I would say no. This is an improvement. There's no change in footprint, and it's an improvement upon the footprint that already exists today. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some other method which would be feasible for the applicant to pursue but would not require a variance, I would say no. The only way to add an extra floor on top of the garage would be to have a variance as the garage has required itself. Whether the requested area variance is substantial, statistically it might be, but it's already an existing variance there with the garage, so it's no change in the footprint. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district, there's been no evidence presented to that effect. And whether an alleged difficulty is self-created, it's not self-created as the owner just desires to add extra space on top of his garage.
All right, we will do a roll call vote. I'll start with my left, John.
I'm in favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
Steve?
In favor.
Scott?
In favor.
Anthony?
In favor.
Matt?
In favor.
And I'm also in favor. Congratulations. You have your favor.
Thank you so much.
Wait just a minute. I'm going to sign this.
There it is.
Oh, this is perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.